Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby in the rain, bringing this back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Matthew Owenby is our guest, great member of our Brain Trust, Senior Vice President of Human Resources at Aflac. Yeah, that company, the duck people. And he's here to talk to us about what they've learned in not only managing their own human resources, their own people, which they do very well, but also that's what they do for their customers. They provide benefits for their customers, and I don't know how much closer you can get to your customers and their benefits, the employees and their benefits. Hey, Matthew, thanks again for being here. Aflac.com, right?
That's right. www.aflac.com.
So one of the things that we were talking earlier about the need to stay close to your people when they're working from home. I'm talking to people all over the world around here, Matthew, and I got people who still don't know when they're going to go back to the office. They're still working remotely, and they don't even have a date, and if they get a date, they move the date. And so this is still going to go on for a while, even if a vaccine does roll out in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. And so my question has been, when I talk to CEOs and leaders like you who've just been so excited earlier in the year about how well their people are doing and how under these circumstances, and they're still being productive, and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, but that's because they took the corporate culture with them when they went home, that intangible yeah. nexus that binds us all together, our shared values. And then I got to thinking, well, you're going to be bringing on new people over the next few months and a year or so. How do you instill that in them when they've never been to the Hive? What do you think? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, I mean, we've actually been hiring, Jim, throughout the crisis. So whether it was college intern programs that we kept going or our normal everyday hiring, the fact of the matter is that corporate levels, the barriers that we have had primarily due to, location specific people are gone now. Mm-hmm. The idea that we have now access to really a global and a national talent pool, because it's not really necessarily to have somebody working from the office, has been an advantage to us.
Right.
But when you think about installing or engaging or impressing the culture on people that have never experienced your facilities, your people physically, you have to first start with a strong culturally driven value system that people can connect to make sure that those people's values match the corporation's values as job one. And then, Jim, it's been a lot of constant contact, which actually is pretty easy given the tools that we are now, now in ubiquitous fashion.
Which brings up one of the little silver linings that I've been pointing out in the last few months. As horrible and as hateful as this thing is, imagine what would have happened if this had happened even 10 years ago. Imagine what the economy would have been. I mean, if it had to happen, this is a good year to have it happen. If it had to, what do you think?
I think that's right. I mean, I think we've been blessed through technology and through the transition. It's easier now to jump on a senior executive calendar with a new person for
right.
5, 10, 15 minutes than it ever has been in the past. It's easier to get teams of people, sort of virtually together now than it ever has been in the past. It's easier to give guidance to people. And it's all just about taking the initiative to do that. But I agree with you. I think you made a great point. Had this been 10 years ago, the outcome would be dramatically different than it is now.
The economy, we would not be in the condition this year would economically would have been a lot different. Matthew, when you look back on 2020, a year from now, when you and I are talking about this, and you look back on 2020, what would be your takeaways from this? What do you think? What have you learned? What perspectives have you acquired?
I've learned that people are a lot more agile than we give them credit for, and people adapt very, very quickly to new environments and new approaches and new ways of doing business. You got to remember that prior to this crisis, we had less than 300 people globally working remotely. We got 14,000 people in the world that we got working for us. And to go from 200, 300 people to 98% since, you know, February, March of this year, was a dramatic shift, and it just was a wonderful reminder of how blessed we are with the people that work here and how agile and adaptable they are. Right. If you would have asked me that or said that was going to happen a year ago, I would have said there's just no way. Mm-hmm. There's no way we can keep it all together.
And I think that's a testament to the quality of management that you have, you guys have, and other companies as well, and the human spirit. I think there's a lot to that in there. Aflac.com is the website. Hey, Matthew, come back sooner than later.
I will. Thanks for having me. I love spending time with you.
Matthew Ombi, ladies and gentlemen, Senior Vice President with Aflac. He's in charge of their HR. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.